Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Jacksonville, Florida. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, And this is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. Well, you got time. You have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, good God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Have your way today. Bless the people everywhere. Cause their lives to be changed by the word of God. Cause faith to come alive. God, in the name of Jesus, and for this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, today we're going to talk about the miraculous power of the living and the true God. Do you need a miracle in your life? Do you need a healing? Do you need God to do something in your life that you have been waiting and waiting for a long time for it to be manifest in your life, but yet it has not been done? Well, today we want to stir up your faith. Today we want to build you up. Today we want you to know that there is nothing too hard for God. Well, we're going to begin our study for today, and we're going to come from the Old Testament. We're going to come from the book of Kings. We're going to come from 2 Kings, that fifth chapter of 2 Kings. And we're going to begin at that first verse. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable because he by him, the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Well, we're going to walk this thing out on this morning. We're going to talk about Naaman. We're going to talk about who was Naaman and what was going on in this man's life. The word of God already have given us a idea who Naaman is. It let us know that Naaman, he was the captain of the host of the king of Syria. They consider him as a great man. Do you know any great men in your life? Do you know any great women in your life? Well, they consider him as a great man with his master. And he was also not only great, but they call him honorable. His master thought that he was great, and they thought that he was a honorable man because of what he had done, because he had given deliverance unto Syria, and he was a mighty man of valor. But that was good. All of the things that they thought about him, that was great. All the things that they perceived Naaman to be. But Naaman had a problem. He had an issue. He had something that needed attention. No matter how great he was, no matter what he had, no matter about his possession, yet he was a leper. He had a skin disease. He had a fungus on his in his skin. He had his skin had turned white. And in that day, usually it wasn't a healing for a remedy for a leprosy. So therefore, he had to live with what was going on in his body. He had to, from day to day, he had to go through with this skin disease, with this debilitating type of disease. So the word of God tell us, and the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Egypt a little Israel, a little maiden, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, but he would recover him of his leprosy." Well, they had taken this little maiden. They had taken her from Israel when they had gone over to Israel. They had taken her. And because they had taken her, they had made her as the maid to Naaman's wife. And she was just talking. And it's just not a conversation. You know, sometimes we make conversation just to be making conversation. But this young girl, maiden, she was talking to Naaman's wife. And she was telling Naaman's wife, if Naaman was over in Samaria, that he could be healed and recover of his skin disease that he had. Oh, I believe that this young girl had seen the power of miracles. I believe that she had seen the leprosy, people with leprosy healed. I believe that she had seen the things that seemed impossible. I believe that she knew a God. She knew that God was able to make a difference in Naaman's life. She knew that he didn't have to stay in the same condition that he was in. She knew if he could just get to the prophet of God. He knew that if he just could get to Samaria, that he would be healed of his disease. So Naaman's wife, she just did not just think that this young girl was talking just to be talking, but she got word. She told Naaman. She told Naaman what the young girl said. He got to let him know that this man could be healed if he was in Samaria. And in that third verse, and she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." You see that when God established the body of Christ, when God established the fivefold ministry, in it, he put the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. And here we see one of the fivefold ministry that is in operation then and as it is now. But when we see that the prophet of God had the gift of God to be able to heal Naaman of whatever disease that he had. And the disease that Naaman had was that of leprosy. So in that fourth verse, "And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus says the maid that is of the land Israel. And the king of Syria said, go and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou may recover him of his leprosy. In other words, I want you to restore that which he has lost, restore his health, restore his strength, restore his skin, restore him, and I want you to heal him. So the king, Israel, when he received the letter from the king of Syria, he began to get upset because he knew that he didn't have the power to heal. He didn't know that he could have the power. He didn't know that he could walk in the power of God. But yet, we see in the word of God that the king, he was upset because he knew that he could not heal the king of Syria man that he had sent, servant that he had sent over to him. So because he knew that he could not do this, he began to get upset. And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive that this man doeth send me to recover a man of his leprosy? Therefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. He thought that the king of Syria was seeking a quarrel against him because of the fact that he was asking him to do something that was impossible for him to do. He thought, in other words, you know, I dare him to send this man to me, for me to heal. I'm not God. I can't heal him of his leprosy. And so he thought that the king of Syria wanted to seek a quarrel against him. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let not him come. Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. The king of Syria thought because he was the king that he had the power to heal. But this man, he did not have the power to heal. He did not have the power to heal this man of his leprosy. Yes, he was king. Yes, he was in authority. Yes, he made great decisions. Yes, he made big decisions. But he didn't know how to heal a man of leprosy. He didn't know how to cause the sickness that this man had upon him to go away. He didn't know that. So this king began to rent his clothes. The king of Israel did. Began to rent his clothes, to tear his clothes, because of the fact that he thought that, oh, I'm in trouble. That this king is trying to seek a quarrel with me. So the prophet of God, thank God for the prophet. Thank God for the men and women of God that believe God, that stand on God's word. That thank God for the men and women of God that know that God is a healer and God is a deliverer and God has all power. sword in his hand. The God that a man and woman that know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Oh, the prophet. Yes, there was a prophet, even as the maiden had told him that there's a prophet in Samaria. There's a prophet that's able to heal this man of his sickness, to heal this man of his disease, to heal this man and to cause him to be made whole. So when we began to look at the word of God, when the prophet Elisha had heard that the king had rent his clothes, he sent word to the king to send the man to me, send him to me, so that they will know that there is a prophet in Israel. There is a prophet in Israel. So therefore, the king sent and allowed for this man to go to the prophet of God, to the man of God, the man that God ordained, the man that God was using to do great and mighty things, a man that was bold in the faith, the man that knew that with God all things were possible. The king didn't have that faith. Oh, he could have caused healing to be manifested if he believed, if he knew God, if he had a relationship with God, if he walked with God, if he had the confidence to believe God, because all things are possible to him that believe. And the word of God let us know that what faith is, word of God says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the king didn't have that faith to believe that he was able to heal this man of his leprosy, of his disease. Oh, when we don't believe God, we have things in our lives, things will show up in our lives. We'll get all stressed out. We will give up. As the king began to rent his clothes, that's all he knew how to do because of the fact that he thought, hey, this king from Syria, he's going to try to seek a quarrel. Against me because of the fact that he knows that I cannot heal this man of his disease, of his leprosy. So in the word of God, the word of God tells us, so Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger, I think I'm saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. In other words, you're not clean. You have a disease. You have a sickness. You need to be made whole. But I'm ordering you to go. I'm telling you to go to Jordan. And I'm telling you to go to Jordan and wash in the river of Jordan 7 times. And he's telling him that his flesh was going to be clean. But when we began to study, we began to look at the mind of Naaman. Naaman was a proud man. Naaman had been well spoken of for a very long time. Naaman had did great things. He was big in the eye of his master, and he was, if he had these accolades that was given to him by his master and by others, then he was, as the Lord let us see in the word of God, that the word of God already told us that they considered him as a great man with his master. He was with his master. He was great. He was honorable. And he was a mighty man. So we have to be very careful. Because when we think we are so great and we think that we're so mighty And we thank that that every knee shall bow before us, and that there's none like us, that we can get in the and walking in pride. So therefore, Naaman, when the prophet of God, when the man of God, let him know, he didn't even come to talk to him. He didn't even come. He sent a messenger to him and told him to go to the river of Jordan and dip seven times, and he was going to be clean. But, oh, Naaman wasn't ready for what the man of God was going to say unto him. He wasn't ready to accept, because one thing it was, the man of God did not come himself. Oh, he thought he was so great. He thought he was so powerful. He thought he had all these accolades until he thought that Naaman was going to come himself. But Naaman knew the pride that was in this man. He knew what he was had on the inside. He knew that the man was experiencing leprosy and sickness, but it was far deeper than what was on the skin. What was in his heart. This man had a heart condition that needed to be cleansed, that needed the prophet Elisha to deal with his heart. I ask you this morning, does God need to deal with your heart? The man Naaman's heart needed to be dealt with. His heart was lifted up. He thought that he was more than what he should have thought that he was. It should have humbled him to know the very things that he had done and the things that God allowed him to do. It should have humbled him. But yet, he was full of pride. He was full of deceit. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in Jordan seven times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth. He got angry. And he went away and said, behold, I thought, see, when we start thinking too hard, we're going to get in trouble. Naaman said, I thought that he will surely come out to me. He sent a messenger to me. I thought he was going to come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Now, he had all these things in his mind, what Elisha was going to do. You know how they do sometimes. You may see a motion picture, or you may see someone operate in that way. And you may see them using all of the things that Naaman said that he was expecting the prophet Elisha to do to him, how he was going to be waving his hand and over him and striking his hand over the place, and he's going to recover him of the leprosy. See, it was plain in his mind. He had it already figured out. Sometimes we need to stop trying to figure out the plan of God. Because when we try to figure out the plan of God, then we can very well get in trouble. Because when it comes another way, instead of the way that we think it should be, then we are very disappointed. He wasn't able to accept that simple plan, what God had given unto him, for him to go to Jordan, wash in Jordan seven times, and his skin, just that simple, his skin was going to be healed. He's going to be free of leprosy. He's not going to be diseased anymore. Skin going to be clean, but cleansed, but he did not want to accept that. This is what he began to say. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is what Naaman began to say. Naaman said, are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the water of Israel. May I not wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went away in rage. First he was in wrath. He got angry. He got angry. And he did not want to receive what the prophet had instructed him to do. He began to think about, hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. Are not Abana and Pharpar the rivers in Damascus? Aren't these waters better than the waters of Israel? I mean, why are you telling me to go and wash in the river of water, in that dirty water? Why are you telling me to go and wash in the river of Jordan 7 times, and there is water in Damascus? And he began to name the rivers that's in Damascus, Abana and Pharpar. Why are you telling me to go wash in this dirty water? You must be don't know who I am. You don't know where I came from. You don't know that I serve the king of Syria, and that he think that I'm a great man, I'm an honorable man. And so he couldn't understand it because he was so full of pride. My question to you today, are you so full of pride that you can't receive your healing? And my question is today, are you so full of pride and bigotry until you can accept what God is saying to you to do for your healing? This man was so full of pride. He wanted to have things his way. He wanted to get his healing his way. But that was not the way that God wanted him to be healed, because he knew that he had more than a skin condition. It was deeper. It was a condition of his heart that he needed his heart to be cleansed. He needed a new attitude. He needed to get rid of that anger. He needed to get rid of that resentment. He needed to get rid of that pride that he was experiencing on the inside. This man was experiencing rage. He had went into that level of rage. You know how it is. Somebody get mad, and then they get madder. And when they think about it, when they start thinking about it, when they really start thinking about it, they get kind of peeved, but then they get mad, and then after they get mad, it turned into a rage. This man went into rage because he did not want to receive what the man of God was saying for him to do. Hey, me wash in the river Samaria? Oh, he didn't want to do that because he thought he was too good to do this. So he went away in rage. He went away from the blessing. He went away from the healing. He went away from what was going to cause him to be renewed and restored. He went away from that. But then the word of God said to him, to us and to his servant, let us know that his servant had came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? He was asking him a question. You know how it was. He wanted the prophet to come out and wave his hand on him and stop striking his hand because he had a play. He was playing it in his mind. But when he found out he wanted him to go to dip 7 times in the River of Jordan, he wasn't even thinking about going into the River of Jordan. He wasn't thinking about that. No matter what kind of disease that he had, and he had a disease that could debilitate him and eventually take his life. But yet, he was full of pride. So the servant of God, his servant, asked him, you know, Father, if the prophet would have asked you to do something great, you know, would you not have did that which, in other words, he asked thee to do, would you not have done it? He said, how much rather then when he said to thee to wash and be clean? That servant was speaking truth to him. He wasn't just any kind of servant. He was a servant that was concerned about his life. And when I began to think about the beginning of the passage, that there was another servant at the beginning who thought all this happening, that they had taken from Israel, that maiden who worked for Naaman's wife. She was the one that desired that her master, if he was in Samaria, that he could be healed. So after he'd gotten there, he didn't want to do what it took in order for him to be healed. How many of us don't want to do what it would take for us to be healed because of our pride, because of the fact that we think that we're more than who and what we are? I mean, how many of us, this man, he needed a heart transformation. The word of God says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds through the Spirit. He needed a renewing of the mind. He could have lost all, calling that the long way that he came and coming before the prophet, and yet not receive the healing that only God had ordained for him to receive, because he was speaking through that little girl. You know, God, I believe that God has seen all these good things that this man had done. And he honored him as well. But yet, he knew that there was something deeper that needed to be dealt with. So, in that 14th verse, we're almost finished. Then the word of God says, when he's down, and dip himself. I really like this, because this is something that we ought to pay attention to. Nobody else dipped him down there. Nobody helped him. But the word of God says, I just read part of it. It said, then went he down and dipped himself 7 times. Enjoyed. He had servants around him and people that could help him, but he dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like with the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. All it took for him to be obedient, all it's going to take for the people of God is to be obedient. The word of God says obedience is a better than a sacrifice. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. So all he had to do was obey. To obey God. To obey the man of God. To turn away from his pride. To turn away and give up that pride and that a raging spirit on the inside that he had. Sometimes that happens to people, and they need to let it go. They need God to heal them. They need God to come in and make the difference in their lives. And today, you may not have leprosy, but you are dealing with something. And God want to get rid of whatever that you're dealing with as well. This man had a skin disease. You may be dealing with something that may not be what he had, but yet it needs to be dealt with. You think it's that physical condition, but it may be a spiritual condition that God wants to deal with. And God is just telling, even as God dealt with Naaman, God want to deal with you as well. that you can receive all that God has for you. Don't you know that he is a mind fixer and a heart regulator? He's an establisher of faith and of power. Don't you know that he is the true and the living God? Don't you know that he has all power in his hand? Did you not see that Naaman was about to miss his healing? He was about to settle for not having his healing rather than go and do something that he didn't want to do. And that's the reason why he was in the state that he was in, because he thought that he was too good to allow the prophet of God to tell him what to do. He was so used to telling other people what to do. And when he had to do something beneath him, he thought, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it. He turned away. He walked away. Now, God don't want you to walk away from him. Now, I want to talk to you just for a little bit, because we're almost at the end of this broadcast. You know, the word of God says, and he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came, and we can have life and have it more abundantly. He is not a thief. He is not a robber. But when thieves and robbers come, they don't give us notification. They don't come by FedEx. They don't come by UPS. They don't come by any kind of express. They don't send you a message, special delivery kind of message. I mean, when he comes, it's not going to happen like that. The word of God is already here for us to read daily. It's our stroll. It's the word of God that's going to bring illumination, and it will give you insight as to how we can live this life so that we can live again. And many of us missing it because we won't read the word of God. Many of us missing it because we don't hear the preacher of the gospel, the teacher of the gospel. Many of us missing it because of the fact that we don't have the time in order to read the word of God. Well, the word of God says to study to show thyself approved to God. A workman of God need not be ashamed to write and abide the word of truth. There is truth in the word of God. There is life in the word of God. This man, Naaman, almost lost his healing, did not receive his healing. And yet he was going to go back to Syria with the same disease and the same pride and the same anger. God wants you not to leave. After you heard this broadcast, don't leave the same way that you came when you turned on the broadcast. You may be in New York, Chicago. You may be in Alaska. You may be in Orlando. I don't know where you live or where you reside. But God is dealing with the heart today. He had to deal with the heart of Naaman. There were things that he desired to be done. But yet he did things that was courageous in the eyesight of those that cared for him. Yes, the king of Syria sent him sent money and all of these clothing and all of the gold, to Israel. So that he could pay, that they could pay for the healing, but that was not the purpose of the plan of God. Plan of God was that this man, he received his healing spiritually, physically, and he'll know what it is and also in financial, because of the fact that it wasn't all about that money. It was about him being able to touch the heart of him, and him being able to be healed, and him being able to be obedient to God. So today, I to ask the Lord Jesus. It's so important. Ask God to come into your heart. If you're a sinner and you don't know Jesus Christ, and you're a backslider and you don't know Jesus Christ, it's just like Russian roulette. It's like a one bullet in a gun, and you keep clipping that the trigger. And you're taking a chance because of the fact that hey, it may not go off on me. Well, it can go off on you. Christ could come. He could come, and you're not ready. But the word of God let us know to be you ready, for you know neither the day or the hour when the Son of Man comes. It's just like I can go into so much more. But I'm telling you, Jesus loves you. For the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's me and that's you, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's not God's desire that you perish. It's not God's desire that you be ignorant. It's not God's desire that you walk the same old pathway of unrighteousness. Come on. Just ask God to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and save you. And when you do that, I promise you that God will come in if you mean what you say. And you ask him to come into your heart and save you. I promise you that he'll come in and he'll make the difference in your life. Same way that he did, made a difference in Naaman's life, he'll make the same difference in your life. As I said before, you may not have the symptoms that he did. And you may not have the attitude that he had. But at the end, he had to come clean. And God made him clean because he finally was obedient unto God. And sometimes when people tell us truth, we kind of looking at the person whether or not we're going to receive them. First person that talked to the maid, his name and wife, was a maid. Sometimes we judge people because of what they do and not pay attention to what they say and what's come out their mouth. The same thing about the servant that spoke to his master when he said, Father, if you ever asked me to do something great, would I not have done this? Oh, we have to think back on this. And the most important thing is when God speaks to us, will we not obey what God has said for us to do in order to receive eternal life? Time is winding up. Your time, my time, it's winding up. It's time for us to get it straight, get it right, and connect to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our Father, in Jesus' name, Father, even as you allow us to preach the word of God today, I pray that those in far away cities and states that they have heard the word of God and their heart has been pricked, and God, that they will fall upon their knees, and God, that they will give you, surrender their heart unto thee. God, that they surrender mind, soul, and spirit to you on today. And God, that they will forever, ever belong unto you. And God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father, we just thank you, Father, for every listener and those that are only listening, God, later to this broadcast. Father, we just thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. Again, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We want you to come out and visit us at the Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center, which is located at 5045 Suto Drive, Suite 90, here in Jacksonville, Florida, so that you can hear the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God, so that you'll be able to praise and lift up the name of Jesus, that you'll be able to know that there is nothing too hard for God. Why don't you join us on every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock is our early morning service. And then at 11 o'clock, we have our morning service. On Tuesday is Bible study. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at noon, we have our noonday prayer. On Thursday night at 7, we do have the Thursday night live. So come on out and be blessed of the Lord. Let God bless you as we receive from our Father. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and your coming out. This has been Dr. Mary McCoy, pastor of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center.